Ladies and gentlemen, I do apologize, but we lost segment three in the entire spectrum of the world and audio. With that in mind, let's make sure we make sure you check out our sponsors. That is Brown Iron Brew House over in Washington Township, Zatuna Liquor over in Rochester Hills, as well as North Center Brewing in Northville, Michigan. Don't forget to follow up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/betterondraft, to check out all the news, including our scholarship that we're giving away for the Schoolcraft College. And no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's Better on Draft. Enjoy the show.
The Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Episode number 79 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken, and wow, it feels very barren here today.
I know, right?
No full studio, couple of people missing. Nick's back for some reason.
Surprise!
Didn't know he was still part of the show, but hey.
You know what?
What?
Kiss my ass.
Okay.
That's all I got for you.
So with that in mind, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. Nick, welcome back.
I know, we're after a two-week absence.
Has it only been two? I thought it was a lot more.
No, it was 2 weeks.
I thought you were gone for like a year or something like that.
Probably in your dreams, right?
Probably. Yeah, what are you drinking?
A Latitude 42 Cosmic Charlie's Pale Ale.
Cosmic Charlie's Pale Ale. What do you think about it?
Not bad. I like it. Especially now we're starting to get into this warmer weather here in Metro Detroit.
Just a little.
Just a little.
It's going to snow in a couple weeks, probably.
Fuck. I'm going to burn your house down just for some reason.
Yeah. Rob, what's going on?
Just chilling with finishing off Old Nation M43, I guess, in celebration of distribution this week.
You're a bastard. I can't find that anywhere.
It was so, dude.
It's all over the place.
I couldn't find it.
No, it was sort of all over the place.
Was it on the counter? You were just not able to see over?
Well, that's the thing.
Ouch. You know what? Go back to St. Clair Shores.
I may just do that. But there's plenty of beer over there.
Yeah.
There have been post on Facebook of bars saying, we're tapping it. Even over by you.
For the stores, it wasn't even supposed to be on the counter because Old Nation put out a post.
Yes.
Saying specifically, this stuff better be refrigerated.
Yeah.
And it is strongly suggested that it should be $14.99 in price.
And some are still doing it for $19.99.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. One place.
Old Nation, Travis, get out there and bust some ass.
Don't worry, that's the thing. Old Nation has been tagged in all of the threads on DACB.
Yeah.
EMACB.
And basically, because I think it did say in the post that basically if anybody is
gouging
in violation of these little suggestions that they would be put in the back of the line in terms of distribution, if not, you know, just getting fewer cases completely.
And you know who has control over that? Not the brewer.
Well, I was told that there's about 300 people on the list, and if you make a buck, that's fine, but if you're doing something stupid like a certain place in Rochester that, you know, is
not Zatuna.
That is also no, God no. Jack actually was going to give me a can for free because he's. But if you're,
but then he realized that was illegal and he didn't do it
exactly. but there's a place in Rochester doing $19.99. I think there's a place in St. Clair Shores that's doing like $18.99, or actually doing $4 per can. He broke them up into singles and selling them at $4 like he's a bar because he thinks he's a. Is it cool?
Well, at that point, I'm not too concerned about that. That's your standard markup for singles if you wanted to. Because to be honest, I know a lot of people, like myself included, I wouldn't want to buy a four-pack. I'd just want to buy one can and be like, all right, here it is.
M43.
Yeah, I can't get to that much beer in the necessity of freshness time. I'd have one and I'd be like, all right, I'm done.
I'm having that problem right now, too.
Yeah? You know what else you're having a problem with?
What?
Talking into the microphone. Thank you.
I was relaxing.
Matt, what's going on over
trying
there?
Trying to get back in this chair again.
You know, I'm just chilling, minding my business, drinking. I have some, I think it's Rico Suave.
That and a bunch of Fritos and Funyuns.
Yes, the Funyuns are back.
I found the Funyuns. Also, don't sleep on the Sun Chips.
Sun Chips?
The Sun Chips.
Oh, my goodness, the Sun Chips.
Oh, Matt.
I went to Zootuna Liquor Store. I went to Zootuna Liquor on Thursday, just south of 59 Rochester Road.
And so you get that address correct, but you can't get the other ones.
I used to live in Rochester, and I don't go downriver, so...
Want to start?
Where do we have a sponsor downriver?
North Center Brewing.
They're not downriver.
Well, I thought we were talking about the other place where I never got correct either.
Oh my gosh!
Turn his mic off.
You're in timeout right now.
But I asked Jack if he had anything dank.
Wow! And what did he say?
Well, I saw Dr. Dank Juice came out. Dirty Dank Juice, rather. And I had it on draft.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah.
So I went to Zootuna.
And there goes another microphone. This is what happens at my first date back.
We don't understand what to do while you're here.
Yeah, I guess not.
So you went to Zootuna. You got some Rico Suave.
Yeah, I said, you know, what's new, what's good? He said, take this. And I took it. So
and then you paid for it.
I did pay for it. He gave me a nice little friends and family discount.
Oh, yeah?
Mom was a fan of that, so tell him that you heard it from here, and he'll maybe give you a friends and family discount as well.
Yeah, definitely check out Jack over at Zootuna. Great guy, great selection, always has
the newest stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If it's allocated, it goes to Zootuna Liquor. But I was, like I said, looking for that dirty dank juice, because it's really good.
Uh-huh.
The stickiest on the icky.
So, I went to Saugatuck this week. A lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of fun. Pretty big brewery.
Nice.
Good food, to say the least. I was there for 3 days, so I ate a lot of food there.
Oh, you were probably you were a regular.
You could say that, but I didn't have a beer while I was there.
You were working.
What, at all times?
No. I don't drink while I work.
But you could have gone back after you were done working.
I was there open to close.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
So,
damn,
no, I couldn't have gone back unless I went back the following day, which I drove home that night.
But what
I had
about,
to be...
you couldn't have, done staff shots with them?
No, because I just wanted to go to sleep.
Well, you're after there for how
after
eight,
a 12-hour day,
days?
I just wanted to go back to my motel.
Not a hotel, but a motel.
Yeah,
not
but it wasn't a no-tel motel. It was just a motel, your standard
Say
motel.
Say what?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just wanted to go back to my motel, so I just did. And then today I was in Muskegon and stopped at Pigeon Hill.
Oh.
That was a nice little. They have a bar that's attached, it's across a hallway. So you have to, you exit the tap room, and then you can go into the bar, which has taps from other breweries and then liquor and everything else.
Nice. Is that one of those wonderful Michigan liquor law situations?
Yes, where it's a different address, therefore you can do whatever you want.
So they probably have liquor there, too, then?
Well, they don't have liquor at the brewery tap room. You have to go across the hallway to the, I think it's called Top Shelf, so... Definitely an interesting place. Wound up getting a OCP on Nitro. Very,
ooh,
very good, yeah.
Other people's coffee?
That's OPP.
Other coffee's people?
It's like oatmeal cream pie.
Right, yes, yes, yes.
And then we also, I got a 4-pack of Your Mom on French Toast.
Ooh, yeah.
Just sitting there. I'm like, I guess I'll grab a 4-pack.
Didn't we say that wasn't the greatest thing since sliced bread like everyone thought it was?
No, it was definitely underwhelming. I think I got talked up a bit too much.
Now, what is it? Is it a porter with cinnamon or what is Your Mom? Is Your Mom supposed to be some...
That always my mother is a saint. Thank you.
Dorothy Mantooth.
Dorothy Mantooth is a saint. It's a Russian Imperial Stout. I believe it has, as I'm trying to look for it, vanilla, cinnamon, and maple introduced into it. So that's how you get it.
Shouldn't
so,
we call it Your Momsky then?
Your Momsky, because it's Russian.
This is Russian.
No. A little racist, but it's okay.
I don't know if that's racist. Maybe ethnocentrist.
Ethnocentrist. Is that okay?
I mean, I'm a white guy. I can make fun of other white people, right?
I don't think that's a thing.
It's not racism.
I'm pretty sure that's not a thing.
Exactly.
Because you are a race, you can make fun of another race.
No,
or
the
same
race
with no issue.
But it's not a different. It's
self-deprecation of your own race does not
equal racism.
Oh, going off topic. Let's just go right past
lost all listeners.
No, not at all. They're probably like, did they drink before they got here? The answer is, at least for me, yes. I don't know about you guys. So, Rob, what's going on in regards to some news real quick?
Some news? We got some news. There's some crazy stuff going on, as usual.
Yeah.
Because, you know, everybody loves to just completely and utterly screw things up in Kalamazoo. Because remember last week when...
Are you talking about this woman with the dog?
The woman with the dog,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the hell was going on. It's because I remember, I think it was last week or the week before where the Oberon bottle, the huge Oberon bottle was stolen from in front of a hotel. Well, there was something going on at Boatyard Brewery on, I think it was Monday, where somebody was just walking a dog, happened across the glycol containers that are sitting there cooling, you know, all of the beer that Boatyard's trying to make. And whoever was just messing around with the buttons and the switches, and the cooler turned off. So,
oh, God. What?
Like, how do you...
Yeah, how?
Like, that was malicious. That wasn't, like, accidental or a prank or anything like that. I think she knew what she was doing. I guarantee you it's the Kalamazoo Prohibition Party or something like that.
Well, it looked like it because, I mean, from the article, there wasn't a – I wanted to see a video, and I wanted to see if this person was just sitting there just fidgeting with buttons and just, I guess, waiting to hear that you know, but that power down sound and just walk away. But there's just that one still that they have up there where, you know, you just have this person just messing around, looking like just messing around with the buttons, and the dog just kind of looking away like, I don't know why. Why are you fucking with this?
I'm not part of this.
Is this a possible situation where another one of those drunks just walking on the street wanted to play with buttons kind of situation?
Why is this person drunk walking a dog?
Day drunk walking
Look at this dog. His dog is like, you know what?
That looks like a teenager.
Can't we just walk? What are you doing?
I don't know. It definitely seemed like it was something malicious. So obviously, I'm not saying it was someone like nefarious with the city or something. I think it's someone who's like anti-alcohol, maybe a preachy religious person or something like that. And was just like, no alcohol on my watch.
Right.
And
well, I mean, it's,
thankfully, nothing got lost. Nothing got damaged.
Nothing got lost. Somebody, one of the employees there at Boatyard, was able to, you know, find that there was an issue and get out there and turn it back on before anything got damaged.
Why is this accessible to the public, though?
Well, there was some sort of like metal partition.
Yeah, they broke into it.
That it was broken into.
Oh, so that kind of like, you know, someone's going out of their way. It's not like they're just walking down the street and boopity boopity boop. We're gonna play drunk tic tac toe with little light up buttons.
Right. I mean, basically, there's kind of like this kind of, it's like a metal sheeting that was there to, you know, kind of fence it in, and it was torn off. Whether this person did it or not,
so it's at least like destruction of private property.
Oh, easily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's probably breaking and entering at that point.
Right. I mean, it's a very good possibility.
So, yeah, I don't think they've caught anyone yet, but they've
question.
Answer.
Do you think that this might be someone confusing this with Shipyard and dance on them to stop pumpkin beers? Like they got Boatyard and Shipyard confused.
I don't think so. I don't think Dan has the
the connections.
Connections, yeah.
Oh, he's got a small mafia around him at all times.
Small mafia.
Dan clan.
If that were the case, I think
this is how they get jumped in.
I think they would be smart enough to know the difference between Boatyard and Shipyard, and.
I don't know. What kind of caliber people is he recruiting here?
I don't know. Tell us.
Right.
I don't know. I think you jumped in.
You're the one who threw this theory out here.
I didn't get jumped in, so I said no to drugs.
Thanks, Nancy.
Just say no.
Gosh, come on.
So the beer's going to be okay, though?
Yeah, the beer's going to be okay.
The beer's going to be okay.
You know, they should do something crazy with this beer. They should put it in a barrel, like a steel barrel, not even a regular barrel. And let it age, or do something funky with it, and just say this is what they try to shut us down with.
No, I got a great idea. So the photo that they took of the person that's the label, and make it a "Have you seen me? Please contact." And make it with a like the number to the brewery, and at that point, then
what if they put like little hatchets in it? Because that's what in Prohibition they used to like crack open those wooden beer barrels with hatchets. So they just age it in like hatchets.
Age it in hatchets. I think we're going
hatchets.
We're going too deep in regards to the
Prohibition party.
The Prohibition party. Yeah,
I can try
as much as we know exists, but that would be a great marketing tool. We should reach out to them and be like, "Hey,
right?
We call it Have You Seen Me Ale or whatever it is."
What's that lady that was the head of the Prohibition party that was always was it Lizzie Porter or something like that?
Prohibition party leader.
I don't know.
There was a lady, Lizzie Duncan, maybe. She was the one that was always on the
Elizabeth
Prohibition.
Taylor?
No, not her. There's a lady that was like
Eliza Dushku.
She's hot, okay? It's not Eliza Cuthbert either.
Like, she's hot too.
She's the girl next door.
But there's a lady that was in all of the Prohibition videos taking a hatchet to all of the barrels of beer. Lady?
That's apparently her name's lady. Eliza something.
I think it's like Lizzie Borden had an ass.
You're thinking Lizzie Borden?
I don't know. Nick's
like
Nick's
the woman who basically.
I don't know.
I think you've lost yourself in this one.
Yeah.
If I knew the internet password, I would be on it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, geez. So, Rob, what else is going on?
Oh, my goodness. What in the world? One we didn't get to last week about Michigan alcohol delivery. Stores are now, as of March 29th, Senate Bill 1088 became law that is allowing retailers statewide with specially designated merchant and specially designated distributor licenses to deliver spirits in addition to beer and wine to consumers' homes. I know we talked about this before where, you know, as long as you order something hot from a store that they can deliver, this apparently that does not require that anymore, where anybody, as long as they have these licenses, then they can use their employees to basically deliver beer and wine, whatever, to anyone.
Does it have to be prepaid for, or can it be paid cash on delivery?
I don't know about that. I know you have to have your ID for pickup no matter what. And the driver has the right to refuse a sale if he feels that it's going to negatively affect the company, or if it's, you know, purchasing for an underage, you know, like the cool older brother is there to buy it for the underage kids.
It just seems like we don't hear it all that often, but well, I mean, in my neck of the woods, there's been an apartment complex where pizza places that keep being ordered to the same apartment. And they get jumped, and the pizza's taken, and all the money's taken from the pizza delivery guy. So this just seems like the perfect way for this to happen, too.
Well, I know there's going to be a minimum in regards to purchases, at least for the one in Ann Arbor, where you need to buy at least $50 worth of alcohol for a delivery to occur.
Can there be like a delivery charge that brings it to $50? Like if it's, I don't know, two-fifths of Bacardi, and it's like $24. Is there
if you paid a $26 fee to make it $50? I would say yes. I wouldn't see why they would turn down that kind of.
And basically, the article I was looking at, it was they were interviewing guys who were running a store out of Wyoming, Wyoming, Michigan.
I was going to say
clarify.
Those don't look like Wyoming people. Yeah. Is what I was going to say.
That's right, Dad.
No, it doesn't.
Basically, the order has to be for them. It's a $10 minimum order, and then they charge a $5 fee within a 5-mile radius. So it goes a little further. They charge a little bit more.
I think this is definitely a thing that we're not going to really know the impact until a year from now. If we see an impact in regards to if it works, a lot of people are starting to turn to it, and of course, a goal of that is to curb drunk driving.
Right. And, well, a lot of these shops probably don't have both of these licenses, so.
But no, because the SDD and the SDM are your standard. Like, Zatuna Liquor has both.
Okay.
The SDD, I believe, so there's the SDD and the SDM. One is your retail for liquor. The other is your retail for beer, wine, cider, wine coolers, everything else.
Okay.
Here's my thought, though. I mean, we all go into party stores all the time. How often do you see it's just the owner, or just the owner and his brother, or cousin's son, rather? Do you really think that you're just he's going to send his son out then? No, they're going to need to bring out another person. So is this something that people are going to say, we don't want to bother with it, and like one store in the area becomes the dominant store that people know will deliver?
But I think they would have to bother with it because now you've got companies like Amazon moving into Cincinnati and starting to do delivery there. They're basically pushing themselves into a market that's going to
I'm going to tell you right now, Drizzly's going to come into the state, which
not,
is
yeah. not Grizzle.
Not Grizzle. Drizzly.
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 It is a bear as their logo. But Drizzly is a alcohol purchasing delivery service, kind of like Uber Eats.
Would it be like Grubhub then or Sup then?
It wouldn't be like Grubhub
or Walk to You.
Walk to You would be more of a thing. But obviously,
they buy it from the liquor store and bring it to you, right?
That's what. Yeah.
But I guess my thought is, I mean, party stores are so skeleton crew as they are.
Mm-hmm.
They have their stock boys, or I mean, the neighborhood guy who they can sell beer to do their shelves that come in daily. But are they going to make the effort to now take advantage of this? Like, I know, like, Jack and Zatuna would probably get on board with this. You know, places that would have found the loophole to, you know, grow their business. But I kind of come from the idea where, you know, when I was selling beer, I would approach the bar, you know, the owner with, you know, we would do these profit and loss statements. Like, you know, you sell this package of beer. We would always focus on the 6-pack, 16-ounce of Miller Lite. They cost somebody like $4.17, and if you sell them at $4.99, you will typically sell 3 cases a week, whereas if you sell it at $5.99 as a party store, you'll sell one. So we would always approach a party store and say, hey, this is the empirical data that we have. If you sell it for cheaper, you'll bring more people in. And if you can get more people to come in, you know, 2 times a week to buy beer here, they're going to buy their cigarettes here. They're going to buy chips, pop, you know, their standard fare. You're going to be their party store of choice.
Right.
And so many people were like, yeah, but I got to make my money, so I'm not going to do that. Not thinking of the grander scheme, just that one transaction. So are places going to still be that short-sighted and say, you know, if I have to sell a bottle of liquor, you know, Smirnoff at $12.99, that's my 17%. I don't want to have to go then deliver it to at the same cost, so I'm just going to let them come to me, you know, or do we think that they're going to actually do something with it? Because, like you said, Amazon's right on the heels. They'll come do it like that if they have to.
They'll come do it, and you being a Prime member, they may charge you a buck.
Yeah, if the opportunity presents, this is one of the things where if nobody gets off their ass, they're going to be put out of business.
They're going to be Blockbuster.
So in regards to that, you got to remember is that Amazon Prime would have to open up in the state of Michigan, at least, in a city that has a free liquor license, which is rare to find these days. You won't even like.
Hold on. Whoa. Amazon is the third most wealthy company in the state of Michigan.
You think they'll just buy someone's?
Oh, come on. That's like farting in the wind. Okay. It would cost them more to get the establishment. They would buy an old Kmart, and they like right off the highway, like right off 94. There's an old Kmart right now at
13 in Shaner.
13 in Shaner.
Or there's an old Kroger at 13 in Masonic in 94.
Right.
There's no Kmart at 275 in Ann Arbor.
They would find an old Kmart. Yep. They would call it Amazon Liquor, like Party Source has in Kentucky, and they would have like a Jimmy John's crew. Like, literally, we want a fifth, and you got – we'll do it.
Freaky,
you
know, fast.
Fifth so fast, you'll freak.
There you go. There's your slogan.
Trademark.
Call Amazon.
Hey, Amazon, if you take that, I'm currently suing you.
I'm suing you
already. Aren't they trying to open up places here?
They're opening up a facility.
I thought they already had a shipping place in, like, Northville or somewhere.
Yeah,
something like that, because I remember
– it might not be anything big, because I know there's places, if you're close enough to the shipping point, you get Prime in a day, not two.
Yeah, and I've noticed that my Amazon purchases are now charged 6% sales tax.
That's because they came into Michigan,
which I'm not exactly unhappy with. I just bought a CD for Easter, which the shipping was more than the actual CD itself.
Bought a CD?
Don't ask me.
What the fuck is that? That's... To go back to Matt's original point,
should
about
have just
the,
made a mixtape, yeah, right?
Right. To go right? To Matt,
I didn't have that little Taco Bell wrapper to put on the
oh,
tape,
gosh.
So it would cover
good
it.
Lord.
To go back to Matt's original point about the Prohibition lady, her name was Carrie Amelia Moore Nation. She was born in
Carrie Nation.
Yeah, Carrie Nation. Carrie Nation. Born November 25th, 1846. Died June 9th, 1911.
No, it wasn't her then.
Yeah, it was, because she is particularly noteworthy for attacking alcohol-serving establishments, most often taverns, with a hatchet.
Oh, shit.
It is her.
That you call it
Jesus.
Carrie Nation.
Carrie Nation.
She should be the one on the beer bottle for those bullyards.
Radical member of the temperance movement, which opposed alcohol before the advent of Prohibition.
That bitch right there.
And there's a picture of her on Wikipedia with
does
a book.
She have a big bonnet?
Yeah, she has a big bonnet.
With long skirt and boots.
Well, just it has her like cut off at like the waist level, but she's got a book, which I could speculate what the book is, but a hatchet in her other hand.
There you go.
Are you trying to say it's the Bible?
It could be.
It's the Bible. Let's be serious.
She did say that she refused to wear a corset, too.
Actually, no, it was probably the bartender's how-to guide.
The how-to. The 1800s bartender's how-to.
No, I'm going to say Bible because apparently one of the sections in the Wikipedia article says call from God.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense. Well, so like in regards to the liquor, like obviously the prices are going to be the same. There's no issue in regards to getting the proper price because everyone's going to sell it for minimum, you know, or there's going to be an agreed upon be like, you know, for delivery, it's instead of a 17 and 19% markup.
Well, I think I'm going to guess it's going to be like what Rob said, where you have the standard state minimum, but then there's going to be a delivery charge.
Well, yeah.
But I think I don't know, maybe this is where I would come, my enterprising self is you start a small company. Didn't we have somebody like Blue Note on?
Yeah, Blue Note.
That maybe the next company is, what you call it, a drizzle?
Drizzly.
That you make a deal with all the party stores in your neighborhood and says, if anybody wants a delivery, you call me, I'll go deliver it, and you give me, you know, $4 of the $5. And maybe that's the new thing, and maybe that's something I started. So copyright Matt Bush, 2017.
Why are you just trying to steal everything?
Right here.
I was going to say that. So, again, I think the biggest thing is, in regards to beer, beer's probably not going to be too crazy in regards to variation for your lower-scale macro lagers. But when you're getting into the heavy-duty beers, like a six-pack of, and this isn't even heavy duty. Oberon, Boston Lager, Magic Hat Number 9. You know, these types of beers where you're going to see a multi-dollar difference within a six-pack. Yes, Matt Bush.
What is this, school?
Right. What if, all right, next idea. I'm going to buy an ice cream truck, and I'm going to play adult music going down the street instead of that little clown music that you hear saying, I've got ice cream. It's going to be a similar music like Dropkick Murphy, like going back to Boston saying, I've got beer. There we go. Totally put it all together.
What?
I would definitely think there's multiple laws that you'd have to get affixed before you pulled something right. That off.
But, like, I mean, you can buy an ice cream truck. Look at Borat. He's not even American and he bought an ice cream truck.
I'm pretty sure that's a movie.
I mean, essentially, you would be a food truck with just alcohol.
Can food trucks serve alcohol in the state of Michigan?
That I know. I've never seen
one. I'm not a food truck serving alcohol. I'm a delivery truck delivering alcohol.
But you're talking about sitting here playing, coming up from Boston, driving around like some dudes are supposed to go crazy like, oh my God, the beer truck's here, beer truck's here.
Do you not remember the Heineken commercial from like 4 or 5 years ago where the wife walks in and shows all her girlfriends the closet and the husband shows his closet and the guy's all Heineken.
But you're expecting like this to be driving this truck down the street and his dude's going to go over to his wife
some
and ask
Irish
for some beer money and run out to the street.
Well, no.
Hold on.
Because in what streets are you going to be going down? Because if you're going down like the city of Troy, you're going to get these suburban white moms who are going to get so pissed at you.
Well, no, it's not going to be. But what I would do is I would keep enough money or I would keep enough alcohol, standard base alcohol, where you could call my party store back, pay them over the phone, and I could give it to you. Or beer, etc., but it would also be an advertisement for my
I see now.
Beer ice cream truck.
Your beer
So what you're it's the little triangle thing on top of your delivery car, like for Domino's or something, except instead of a
no, it's like. But I mean, how many people do you think actually know that you can now order beer from your party store?
Probably 5% of the state.
So if I put a thing that said you can order beer from your local party store, call me, and I just blasted Dropkick Murphys, it's coming off to Boston. Ah, ah.
You can get like Jeff Rieger to do a drop for you.
Hey, I'm Jeff Rieger. Hi, this is Gator.
Oh God!
But no,
get Mike Glennie to do a spot for you.
You need to stop playing with that,
right?
But if you play the music, it's like an ice cream truck. People will begin to recognize that song with beers being delivered on my street. Oh shit! You know what? I could use beer, but I don't want to leave the house. But you know, we're gonna have to.
And just all of a sudden, it's like people just you're doing a delivery and you're just blasting this shit.
Just know what I'll do. I will be conservative and only blast it down the actual street that I'm delivering on.
Just so like somebody having a party, you know, the pizza's there, everybody's doing all of a sudden, and all of a sudden
you got
like,
the beer truck.
Wait.
Just like you guys are doing the worst impressions of shipping up to Boston.
I know.
You know, actually, you know, it'll be that Augustana song.
I'm listening to you guys. Like, what are you singing?
Or you know what it is? Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. We're just it just like as I roll up, just
oh my God.
Better yet. Last thing I'm done. I Disappear by the Michigan Impossible 3 soundtrack by Metallica. Boom, 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 boom. And it gets just built up. But you know what? Lars might have my ass for that one.
Oh,
yeah. He'll press charges to, like.
So you know what you do? Yeah. We change to 7% by putting it into the clown music of an ice cream truck, and we're good to go. It's all xylophone.
My gosh.
So, Rob.
Hey. what else? Oh, what man. Else? I kind of wanted to save that one, but I guess we'll go into it.
Just go for it.
Yeah, just go for
just
it.
Do it.
Good old Brewers Association and them changing the code. So they announced this week that they're taking a stand against inappropriate marketing associated with beer. Unfortunately, that does not include Bud Light, but that's okay. But as such, they have amended the Brewers Association marketing and advertising code to the following. Beer advertising and marketing materials should not contain sexually explicit, lewd, or demeaning brand names, images, language, text, graphics, photos, video, or other images that reasonable adult consumers would find inappropriate for consumer products offered to the public.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's a mouthful.
That is word for word exactly what is in the code.
Now, we talked a little bit about this in one of our previous shows.
I think when we had Detroit Divas.
Draft Divas, yes. About the names of the beers. Just not so much like the labels, but the actual names.
But the actual names.
But now the BA is starting to bring in go full circle.
They're trying to cover everything. And they even spoke at the Craft Brewers Conference a couple days ago. Craft Brewers.
CBC, yes.
CBC.
Because, I mean, it went along with the poor labels.
Oh, right. Well, right. But they spoke at a conference a couple days ago and said that they will still allow those brewers using questionable names to participate in its award competitions and join its membership ranks. But also noted that if there were any winners with offensive names, those would not be celebrated during the awards ceremonies. CEO of the BA, Bob Peace, said, if a brewery with an offensive name or label were to win an award, we would not read the name from the stage.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's like, yeah, you guys, you won? Or, I mean,
it's
how does that work? I mean, it's almost like, oh, geez, I can't remember. It was probably like 5 or 6 years ago when one of the bands that was up for a Grammy was a band named Nashville Pussy. And
yes.
I was just like, oh, my God, did that dude actually just say that? Just like going through the nomination, I'm like, well,
what happens if they win?
I'm looking up who Nashville Pussy is now because I'm interested.
I think they're a rock band, aren't they?
It was something like that because I think it was like best rock album. And
that like the Moonlight thing where they said no, you didn't win Moonlight?
No. They didn't win because I think Foo Fighters won that year.
Of course they did. As they should.
Yeah, they are a rock band.
Damn right. But I kind of wonder in terms of this, you know. Where is the line for offensive? I mean, where does it start? Where does it stop? Because I mean, obviously we've talked about the names, you know, the panty dropper, yeah. The happy ending. One I came across today from Start Brewing called Mount You Cream Ale.
But you know what?
Oh my
like,
gosh.
What is it? Shorts that has the brown note. Whatever.
No, that's brown notes against the grain.
And then there's a poop your pants thing.
That's by Perrin.
That's Perrin.
Like,
that doesn't
make me want to drink it.
Well, that's the thing, though. With Perrin, they don't even spell that out. It's just PYP.
What's the show? Is it really brown?
Is the one where it's like, where the, like the dirty underwear?
Yeah.
That's the brown note from Against the Grain.
Yep.
I could have sworn it looked just like a shorts. But, yeah. I mean, at the same rate.
It should have been right next to where you got that damn can of Rico Suave.
This looks disgusting, too, to be honest. I mean, yeah. So, I don't know. I just... I mean, the beer doesn't make me want to drink that beer as a male to have something explicit. And I don't know why these people insist on making beers. Like, why they think one-upping them. You know, with the names.
What was the Perrin like something Gimp or something like that?
Caesar's Gimp.
Yeah, which has like a slave boy on it,
which pretty much has the Gimp with you know Julius Caesar holding like a cat of nine tails and the Gimp on a leash. Or
yeah. Yeah, there's no real way to call a line. I mean, there's so many people who are okay with it, like, you know, whatever, they don't care. There are people who are like, that's offensive, I don't want my kids to see it.
Yeah. Well, their kids shouldn't be drinking craft beer.
Daddy,
take them into that store.
Or you can't be like, hey, go get me a beer, son. Hey, Daddy, what do you want? Grab me I just banged your mother. Oh, okay.
Grab me your mom on French toast.
Your mom on French toast. I mean...
I'm going to leave the... The Access Hollywood boss off of this.
Please. Yeah. Please do. Although it always is hilarious when you're sitting in a store and you
Billy
know,
Bush
two employees are talking to one another and it's like, hey, can you hand me like four cans of your mom? I'm like, wait, what?
Hey, you got a stack. Put that stack of your mom right here on the floor.
Yeah.
So, again, there's no real like, I'm trying to think of there's no line. There's no – you can create it, and at one point they're going to – if they do like a George Carlin seven words, like these are the words you can't have on it.
Right.
They're going to find a way around it. They're going to be catchy. I mean, look at what happened when Budweiser came out with their pumpkin peach ale, like as a joke to the craft beer community, and then like 100 people made a pumpkin peach ale, and you're like, all right.
Well, and it seems like – I mean, as far as filing a complaint, the complaints are really just between – From what I read, it's like it's between brewery to brewery. It's not even a consumer complaint. It's pretty much, you know, if somebody from one brewery that is within the BA doesn't like what another brewery in the BA did, then they file an official complaint. I think the way it starts out is that they contact the other brewery and basically say, hey, you know, I don't like whatever that name is because, you know, it makes fun of my dog who got ran over in the street or some crap like that.
Now, is this like an American Brewers Association? Is this the Michigan Brewers Association?
American.
This is American.
So this is nationwide then?
Correct.
So this isn't just, you know, locally. So is it...
This is the full-on Brewers Association,
so this
though.
Is the Great American Beer Fest people?
Like this is... yes, the Great American Beer Fest people.
So if, say, somebody that... Are they going to notify people that say, hey, we're... Like if somebody makes a pale ale that says, you know, Double Dickers pale ale. I just watched Why Him, so Double Dickers is right on my mind.
Double Dickers.
Hey, we did talk about the Y2M.
So are they going to say, is the GABF going to say, hey, we're not going to recognize your double dicking right here? Or is that just something where they're going to say, hey, we have the DD by XYZ Brewing Company?
They may just say, you know, winner is... XYZ Brewing Company.
And then that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Goodbye.
So they're not going to be proactive.
Next up is...
So they're going to be merely reactive to make sure that they're not blowing up anybody's skirt, basically.
I would guess so. But again, who's going to make that decision?
I don't think anybody would. I mean, I guess it would be a collective of, like, let's review these submissions and are any of these outside the bow, like.
But again, the second you do one, it's going to start the slippery slope of leveling.
Right.
Because you have, you know.
As the Supreme Court said, you can't define porn, but you know when you see it. So it's the same thing. Like, you don't know.
Is dirty bastard offensive?
Right.
No.
If there was a cider made by a company named Dickens, would that be offensive?
Got him stumped.
That's the thing, though.
But I'm a terrible person on the inside.
You said the Supreme Court knows, you know when you're watching porn. You stuttered, therefore you don't. That's the different. Like, I'm not trying to argue with you and saying you're wrong or you're right or this should be or shouldn't be.
He got me. I think he just got me. I almost want to start a Dickens Cider Company now.
But at this point, you can. I just got it. Oh my God.
You didn't. What? See, that's why I don't see
that's
you.
Oh my God. That's exactly why I said it backwards.
That's why you said it.
That was good. That was good.
So see, now you can't. Don't you put that evil on me, Cal.
Well, again, you know, we mentioned Dirty Bastard, but then you have Devil Dancer and how devil can be offensive to people.
Right.
But I think, he talked about sexually explicit content.
Well, sexually explicit, lewd, or demeaning brand names, images, language.
So I don't think Devil Dancer would fall under.
Or Sweet Baby Jesus.
Sweet Baby Jesus.
That's already. There's already, petitions to get that thing changed.
Right.
And that's not even like.
But isn't Sweet Baby Jesus like a movie reference too?
It's a movie reference, but it's the fact that you're putting the name Jesus on alcohol.
Okay, it doesn't address religion, so I'm gonna go in the confines of the.
So we're gonna take a quick break. Let's reset about that cider company, and we'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back, episode 79 of the Better on Draft podcast.
Hi.
Segment two, which is usually the news segment. We're gonna have a little fun game. In which we are going to just do a little competition between the four of us, see who wins. There are no prizes, I don't think.
There are no winners or losers.
We all win.
Yes. You know what? We'll have Angela do faces and do this as a bracket, too, to see who wins.
This is a bracket, yeah. Number one, face. Number two, the beers. Can you match the beers to the face?
It'll be one of those, like, that drunk driver game at the Keno where you press his legs a little bit left and right and see if you can, like, walk the 30 feet.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
That game at the end of the bar where you get like you have to pick out the different pictures.
Oh, the touchscreen thing?
The touchscreen where you're like, which boobs are different? And then there's one where the guy's walking and you got to balance them out.
I've never seen that.
Oh, there's check that out.
I will have to.
Rob, what do you got right there?
I've got myself a Dragonmead Castlebright.
Is that new or has that been sitting around?
It's been sitting around for probably a couple weeks or so. So. Well, it's still going to be good. I don't care.
Is it Magic Hat number 9? You guys are the worst in regards to attempting to sing themes, songs. Like, I'm not even saying I'm good. You're just terrible.
I'm not even going to lie. I just completely just butchered the hell out of it.
So that's Matt attempting to do draft music. So we're going to be doing a draft. Three rounds.
NBA and NBC.
That is the NBA. That is the... basketball.
See, you don't even. We're going to be doing a draft. We're going to be picking three summer beers, and it's going to be your job as the fans to vote for who has the best, and it's pretty much for bragging rights. Maybe I'll tack on a prize by the time we make this live on the Facebook page, but nonetheless, I didn't get first pick. I know I got fourth, so who is the number one overall pick in the Better on Draft 2017 summer beer pick?
You're trying so hard to make it dramatic.
I think we're going by height on this one.
Oh. Come on, man.
That makes me the second shortest, okay? So let's.
I think you are, aren't you?
I might be. 5'11", 3/4".
Rob, what are you?
5'10".
Okay.
Oh, no, you're the second shortest.
Third shortest?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Go on, Nick. Nick, so, you have the number one pick. You should know.
I guess my question is, before I make my first pick, who determines who the winner is?
Like, I do. The fans
do. So what we're going to do is, just like we did the bracket challenge, we're going to put the four pairings of three beers out there. with each an emoji and says which would be your favorite summer lineup.
Okay, all right.
And the fans are going to pick. We'll do it through the month of April.
I get the thumbs up emoji.
Can I get the angry emoji?
I want the ha-ha
thumbs up emoji. Really?
I want the ha-ha emoji. That,
because my first pick...
What's wrong, Rob?
Wait, did you guys just not catch that? Because that basically is an automatic win right there.
No, you know, you get the angry emoji just because your friend always puts angry emojis on all of our pages.
That's his friend
that's
first.
That's my friend Chris, and that's why I wanted to get the angry emoji, because I know I get at least one guaranteed vote. Well, I also think with my first pick, I think I'll get a lot of angry emojis.
Oh?
I'm not gonna put
this is number one pick overall. I'm gonna make this good.
So I'm gonna go and guess it's Oberon.
Yes, it's Bell's Oberon.
Too easy.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. You're better than that, bro.
We do need some sort of music for this, don't we?
I can pull something up while
not maybe background music, but also like and the pick is in music.
You sprung this on me way too late to get the pick is in music.
You had plenty of time to sing to karaoke the supersonic man out of you.
Dude,
Queen.
Don't ever do that to
Hold
Queen.
On, wait,
no,
think,
no, don't.
Hold on, I think I got the music. Hold on, give me a second here.
Oh, for God's sake.
So who's number two while we get
That's going to be me.
All right.
Is this the music to everything we ever do?
Yes, it is.
Hey.
All right, here. Hold on. Let's see if this actually is loud enough.
No.
No.
Wait, here. Just Nick.
Hold on, wait.
Nick.
Wait, just.
Nick. The answer is no.
That's the music I want. The pick is in. All right.
I can't even hear it on the headphones.
I heard
it.
Okay. So, my pick, I've made no doubt my favorite summer beer, and I don't think it's going to stick around to the second pick.
Okay.
Sheboygan Blood Orange Honey.
Of course. I knew he would say that one.
That's a fanboy pick if I ever heard one.
Rob
is on the clock.
Me.
Tick, 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 tick. First. Tell me what makes your favorite summer beer, Rob. What do you want to drink in summertime?
I mean, right now.
Summertime.
Ha
ha. That was
okay,
perfect.
Will.
That was so perfect.
My summer beer this year, I guess I got to throw it out there. Obviously, it was not a summer beer last year because it really wasn't much of a beer last year. But it is going to be Old Nation's M43.
Wow. Old Nation's M43.
I think you're going to get fan votes for that one just because of the hype around it. I think it's decent liquid. I don't think it's anything to like pitch a tent over if you get my drift.
I don't get your drift. Can you explain this
I
a little bit more?
I certainly don't get your mid-drift. So,
it's not going to move my denim, if you will.
It's a beer. I don't think a beer should move your denim.
Ken,
otherwise,
you've got two picks.
I do have two picks. There we go.
Yes.
No, at all times, this should be in the background of every segment we ever do.
Every segment
we,
this
we
sucks.
We are such losers on this
you
show.
You know,
nothing wrong with
I don't
this.
Believe...
For me, there kind of is just because I prefer the original, which was sampled, Kool & the Gang, Summer Madness.
To be honest, I don't think it's actually the summer until I hear this on the freeway. Like, literally, when I'm in my car on the freeway and this song comes down, the window's down, that's my moment that summer has begun. Not even kidding. True story. So, Ken, you have a pick.
Founders All Day IPA.
All day.
Yeah. Okay.
But you don't drink
I
IPAs.
Don't. Doesn't mean that.
Are you trying to build a team here? Says a team that you want to...
Well, I'm
going to
do... You
want to win, not drink?
Well, hell yeah. I want to win, not drink. So we got our first round done. I got Founders... Matt went off the board. I really don't think anyone was going to pick Sheboygan Blood Orange. I think you could have picked that in the eighth round.
I'm going Tom Brady. I'm not going to wait for the end. I noticed my stud. I'm going to keep it going on.
So, Rob, you had picked
M43,
the hazy New England IPA, and Nick picked the easy number one draft pick of Michigan summer beer drinkers, Oberon.
Oberon.
So, I think
me your hate.
Yeah, I think Nick got the best pick out of the four of those. Too
really?
Easy. Oh yeah.
Oh, I disagree, but
I would have picked Oberon if he didn't pick it. But I knew one of you would.
Clear,
pick
you're
it
pandering.
Before.
You're not choosing the beer that you want to drink, though.
Well, I would drink Oberon. I got a sixer on my.
I know. I saw you. Well, I saw you chug at least one of them.
Yeah, I would drink Oberon, no problem. I don't really drink too often, so
you have except, the second pick or the first pick of the second round as well.
I do, and definitely this is going to be another one for me that I do drink, and it's going to be 21st Amendment Heller High Watermelon. I know I could get it in the third round, but I just want. Like, I think both my picks I could get it in the third round.
Pretty much. I don't think that was going to go anywhere.
Yeah. But
you got that one.
Yeah. Definitely my pick. Delicious wheat beer. Little watermelon flavor. Not as bad as that watermelon Dorado we had once.
Oh, good Lord.
So who's next, Mr. Bush?
Rob is me. Back for his second pick.
Back for my second pick, which mine is going to be, I guess maybe it'll be slightly off the wall. I'm going to stick with it. It is going to be Oddside Ales Firefly.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. You lost me there.
What is it?
That is...
It's a beer.
It's a beer.
The drinkable kind. From Oddside Ales.
From Oddside Ales. It is, well, I know you certainly as hell would not touch this because it is a heat beer. This one
Why
is...
Why would you eat that in the summer?
Because...
Eat I'm that, the... drink that in the summer.
I'm grown. I do what I want.
That's wonderful and all, but why?
Dude, I'll drink stouts in the dead of summer. I don't care.
Yeah, but you're not pandering to what you want. It's what everybody wants.
I'm pandering
with papaya and habaneros.
Right.
Ideal mixture of a pleasure spiked with pain. There you go. Oddside Ales.
That does
Firefly.
Not seem like poolside for my pleasures.
That doesn't seem like poolside for anyone's pleasure.
Well, then I guess it's just more for me.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go to the lectern.
Quick. What is it that that George Clinton once said?
I was going
to
say, apparently I drank this beer 2 years ago.
What did you rate it?
I rated it 3.5.
Wow, so you didn't mind it then?
I know. I don't know where or why or
were
how.
Were you already drunk then?
Possibly. I'd have to go back to all my January 25th 2015 drinks, but maybe.
So
that's on shelves right now, too.
All right, so I already have a wheat beer on my board. I have two fruit beers and two IPAs, and I'm kind of – or two pale ales, and I'm not exactly sure where to go. But I'm going to stay local. I'm going to stay friends of the show, and I'm going to go with Citra Pale Ale. It comes in a 12-pack can, and – Citra Pale Ale is the way to go. It was almost Griffin Claw's gateway. But you know what? It's going to be the Oddside Citra Pale. And if you don't like it, you're wrong, and I hate you, and you don't have to be here anymore.
Okay. Oh, wow. Damn. Party over here. Fuck Shit, you over son. There.
Nicholas.
Hi.
Let's get your first one for round number two.
The last pick of round number two is what, Nick?
Dun, 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 dun. I'm going to go with Dogfish Head Namaste.
Namaste. You go. Namaste.
Yeah.
There you go. Tell us about Namaste real quick for those who don't exactly know what it is.
I hadn't had it in a long time, so I couldn't remember.
Oh, my gosh. So, you're terrible at this game.
Are you just like going to Beer Advocate and finding the highest
number? No, I'm actually going through my Untapped right now.
It's Untapped. But I didn't even think to do that either. Yeah, no need.
But for my next one, I can give you a good one.
Well, then, Nick, you're already on the clock for number three. So
I'm gonna stay local on this one. I'm gonna go Brooks Brewing Moron Wit. Had this one at the actual brewery.
Is it distributable though?
I don't think so.
So good it luck. Is off the board. It is not available.
How is that?
You have to be able to buy it.
That's
source.
Bullshit.
We're trying to get our listeners
kiss
to,
my ass.
To go to the store.
Your fucking ankles, man.
I'm aware you will, but I have.
You're an asshole.
Your person is not 3 years out of college. He is not eligible.
Oh, bullshit, dude. We're going NFL rules in this.
You
one?
Have been Joey vetoed.
My God.
Speaking of which, did you know LeVar Ball has more points in NCAA games than LeBron James?
What? What?
2.2 per game. So what? He has like 48, maybe?
I can't believe that.
More than LeBron.
That just happened. Really?
For almost a decade, Darko had more rings than LeBron.
Yeah, it's true.
Nick, what beer do you want to drink in the summertime? Do you have? Can you get off that stupid phone machine?
No.
The Twitter machine.
You know, I think I'm gonna rush my pickup like the Vikings did. And like,
oh, geez,
they didn't rush their pick.
They led it.
Who was the team that picked
they,
it?
They no. were supposed to pick,
they
and then like two
pick,
teams picked in front of them.
Yeah, they were supposed to pick at like number 10.
They were supposed to pick at 7, and then they picked till number 9.
Yeah, And he did that like 2 years in a row because Mike Tice couldn't pick the guy.
Fucking Mike Tice.
Mike Tice.
Remember Mike Tice?
Yeah.
Speaking of Mike Tyson.
Mike, what? Okay, here. I got it now. All right.
Red's Apple Ale.
No.
All right.
Maybe a little bit heavy for the summer, but I'm going to go Short Soft Parade.
Oh, that's not heavy at all for the summer. That's a delicious beer.
For me, it is.
What are you talking about?
It's a little bit heavy for me.
Oh.
Well, no. I mean, it's not covered in chocolate. I mean, it's the berry part of the chocolate factory. Yeah. You know, I'm very thankful that you picked them because they were on my board right next to what I'm going to pick. Another friend of the show, really quality beer. Nick's even sipping on one of their cans. It's going to be Latitude 42 Nectar of the Goddess.
Nectar of the Goddess.
You've brought that in a couple times after they were here.
And before.
Yeah. I will say that the Cosmic Charlie's is probably up there because this is a really good summer.
I think Latitude 42 is very poised for a breakout. I think they've kind of been hanging around. I think they're going to start getting some traction here in the States.
They just really, what, did the Lucifer's Cuvée Bourbon Barrel Age?
Yep.
Just,
and that keeps getting a lot of play all over. So once people start drinking their session beers, I think they're going to be very, very happy. Rob.
Oh, boy.
Tell us about your next favorite beer.
Damn. I was going to say, you had four picks in between. You should know what you're going
to
pick.
Three. I only get to pick three, and I'm down to my last one. So, I am going to go with Brewery Vivant Zaison.
You guys are like, these picks just bother me. Like, what are you picking?
It was either that or
like, I could understand Soft Parade. Oberon was easy. You're Sheboygan Blood Orange. I don't even know why you thought you had to pick that first.
I mean,
like, it didn't even like cross my mind to think Sheboygan in the first place.
Because you don't like good beer.
I love good beer.
Clearly, we disagree on what good beer is.
Hey, if you like it.
Then it's a good beer. Who says that?
I believe that is North Center Brewing.
Over in Northville, Michigan.
Just south of, or just south, yeah, just south of 8 Mile on North Center.
Every time.
Just north of 8 Mile Road on North Center Road.
Baseline.
Damn it. I never, never, ever.
South of 8 Mile on North Center Road.
That's what I said. The first.
The first time.
And then
time.
Rob said, you can't get it.
You can't get it. So I have the last pick of the draft.
I mean, we've got 13. Let's make it this five rounds.
Five rounds.
Shit. Yeah, let's do it. I mean, let's only Nick's the only one with an out of state brewer, so I think
I have an out of state brewer. 21st Amendment.
Okay, yeah, so I think we all need at least one out of state brewer. So Robin, you and I need to come out with an out of state brewery.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do five. We got plenty of time to do it. Let's deepen the stack.
All right, so I'm gonna go with the easy pick for right now since Nick took Oberon. I'm gonna go back to the Bell's Farm Poolside Ale. It's their summer lager.
Again, I'm gonna go ahead and voice my opposition to this. That's why I didn't want. That's why I wanted. Once you pick a brewery, you close out that brewery. But I will.
Yeah, you're going with five. There's no way we're gonna just drop that many breweries like that.
Rob, what did you pick for number three?
Number three was Brewery Vivant Zaison.
Zaison.
Oh, I wrote that under mine, that's why.
Oh. Well done.
Well, Rob, you're back up on the how you say, board.
Yeah.
Borad.
Apparently, you know, my board looking like somebody who doesn't know how to do a fantasy football draft.
Oh, wait, no, it's me again. I got back-to-back
that's
picks.
Right. It's Snake. Screw that's you. Right. It's you.
Screw you. You know what I'm going with?
Bells again.
No, not Bells. Not even American.
Whoa.
I am going to go with
Molson.
Corona Light.
Corona Light.
You bastard.
Corona Lights is my next pick.
I don't feel that's qualified either, but
I veto your unqualification. I run this shit.
Nick, we need 2/3.
I will pull that card today.
Nick, we need 2/3. Will you also join me in your Las Vegas Raiders jersey and say, Corona Light is not applicable in this
situation?
Dude, you
just sat there and you just vetoed his beer.
This is summer beer.
And you're going to ask him to support your vote?
Summer beer. Ooh.
I get the mini middle finger.
He gave you the finger. And how does it go? Not the index or the pinky or the ring or the thumb. It's the one you put up when you don't give a...
a pluck.
A pluck.
He showed you number one.
So, Corona Light is my my pick as we move on.
Didn't I catch so much shit when I brought Corona Light in last summer?
Yeah, but we're talking about pandering.
I hope that one drowns you.
How many of these, you know, big star country singers that like go to Ford Field and stuff really own like, you know, a tractor and ride it in the summer and go fish it in their pond in the back?
I just know it took Aretha like as long to sing the national anthem as it took her to get out to sing the national anthem. So Rob, you've got pick number four. Pick number second, the second pick in the fourth round.
Second pick in the fourth round. I think this will be my out-of-stater. And it is going to be Trogues Nugget Nectar.
Can you say that in English?
Trogues, T-R-O-E-G-S.
With an umlaut.
With an umlaut.
No, because the E takes off the umlaut.
You're an umlaut.
They spell the name whatever the way they want to spell it. It's got
Nugget Nectar?
Nugget Nectar.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and... if I've made two things clear, my favorite beer in the summer is Sheboygan Blood Orange Honey.
Followed by Busch Light.
Followed by Shiner Ruby Redbird. Shiner. So it's going to be Shiner Ruby Redbird.
Shiner Ruby Redbird.
Can I get a Shiner in there? Are you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it's cordless.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
What are we talking about? Is this Airplane?
No,
Tommy
that was
Boy.
On today, though. Airplane was on.
Well, it's because it's been on all week. I know. I've seen it.
Oh, jeez. I know where you're going with on that one. We're not going there.
Nick, give me your next favorite beer to drink in the summertime.
We're all united.
I'm going to go with... This is actually one of the very first IPAs that I started really...
Bell's Too Hearted.
No. And that's not even going to be my fifth one. I'm going to go Atwater Grand Circus IPA. For all you Atwater haters out there.
Atwater.
You mean Shatwater?
They're actually opening up a rooftop patio in Detroit this year.
Oh, nice.
I actually want to go there. I have meant to be there, but I just never make it out there.
So. Make sure you call me when you go, because I'll just ride my bike up there.
I'll just
be like, ching, ching, with my bike.
Actually, I just bought my fiance a bike today. She's in love with it, so. Nick, you have the first pick of the last round.
Another IPA, Diabolical from North Peak. Just can shake.
I shake my head at all.
Why are you shaking your head?
This is like me playing fantasy football with people, and I'm looking at picks. And what's so funny is that I recall this past year, so I was actually the last pick of the draft draft.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
And every comeback, so like I would pick one, and then my next pick I always made someone from Miami, the Hurricanes. And I won the league with, like, Andre Johnson was, like, my last pick. I'm like, yeah, just in case he plays. But there's so many people to pick that I was just like I might have had Greg Olsen. I would have had...
Ken Dorsey?
Ken Dorsey. He's a QB's coach.
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
I remember picking Steve Slayton and Pat White in a draft once. That was Steve Slayton's rookie year, and he went off for the Titans, I believe he was in.
My favorite fantasy football year is definitely the year I had Arian Foster in all of my leagues. Ooh. And it was the first year of Arian Foster.
I'm going to go... I'm going to bring it back to Michigan. I think the summer is ripe for fruit beers, so I'm going to go with the Pear and Blackberry IPA.
You mother...
That's funny.
Damn it.
Slow. You feel the love in the studio tonight.
Damn. For so many, so little about.
Finally,
picks.
Somebody's pick was stolen. This is the first time there. This is why I started. I wanted there to be a little hostility. Was that what you're going to be your next
pick? Yes, that was going to be my damn pick. No, it's ha-ha.
Ha-ha. McWillie
what?
Style.
What? What? What?
As Dave Chappelle once said, if we could catch women and live in boxes, we'd be like, ah, gotcha, bitch.
My gosh.
I bet you wish you had more hands.
Damn. There's so many good beers on the board.
I know, but Blackberry IPA is... Oh, God.
You got Lightning Kugel?
No, that's a macro. We can't do that. Oh, yeah, what? You did a macro, too.
What?
Never
what?
Mind. If I'd known Summer Shaney, I would have been on that thing. Never mind.
You had the chance to pick it the last two times.
Right. I mean, you want your damn Country Time Ale, you can have it. Doesn't matter.
Country Time Ale.
You know, there's...
Damn it.
What's the other one to Lightning Kugel? Shock Top? Shock Top. That's available. You could go with the American Corona ripoff, Landshark.
That's not terrible.
Well,
or you can go Shandy. Jamaican. Hooray beer.
Red Stripe.
Oh, Red Stripe.
No, because, I mean, since he just took my Blackberry, then I guess I'm just end up going to have to go out of state again. Deschutes Fresh Squeezed.
That doesn't seem like a summer beer, though.
That's what I'm saying about all your guys' beers. I'm just like, well, I mean, Fresh Squeeze ain't too bad, but it's not as...
No, how are all these dark IPAs, M43, Fresh Squeeze,
don't say all day, that ain't
even,
dark.
Even like a Vavant Zan, I'm not going to drink that in like 90-degree Michigan weather. I'm going to sweat out hops.
That'd be pretty funny.
Dude, we got like Diabolical by the bucket like one time. That was in the summertime. That was the shit, dude.
But I mean, Diabolical's, it's okay.
It's not, I mean,
I'm not into winning. I'm in it to drink the beer I want to drink in the summer.
So I would drink all of that. I would drink Centennial before I drank
did
all
everyone,
day.
Did everyone,
Centennial's not a summer beer.
Did everyone pick?
I still have one more pick.
All right, so I'm going to hold off. Okay.
Ken, I have Mr. Irrelevant. I was feeding him all the beers that I wasn't going to pick. Or maybe I was going to pick one of those beers, and I was hoping you would pick one. No, not at all. Founders Rubaeus.
Ooh, the rub.
Well, I'm surprised. Do you think Hop Slam would be in this category?
Hop Slam's brewed in January, and you should drink it by February.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
so,
I definitely didn't do that.
I still have a can from last year.
I got a...
One question.
One with me right now, as a matter of fact.
One question.
We're gonna stick it with... Rob's going to go first. We're going to do it across table. Best undrafted free agent. So best beer that you actually want to drink, not to pander to the audience. Best beer that you would want to drink... That wasn't selected in this situation.
Me first?
Yeah.
Well, probably the one that I was going to pick, but you know, I guess some people wouldn't think it would be a summer beer, despite the fact that it's coming out soon. Founders Sumatra Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not a fan of you right now.
Nick, best undrafted free agent.
Shit, dude. That's
like, what are you going to drink when you get home? What's in your fridge other than Fireball?
Hot damn.
A shitload of Miller Lite right now,
there
unfortunately.
There you go. Drink some Miller Lite. Nothing wrong with that.
No, there actually isn't.
Some MGD, maybe?
No. There actually is nothing wrong with Miller Lite, believe it or not.
I mean, with a couple of you guys, I mean,
there's always the
PBR.
Yeah. You know what? There you go. PBR.
Pibber.
Ken, what's the best undrafted free agent?
The best undrafted free agent of the 2017 Better on Draft.
Summer Beer Fest
Contest Draft Pick 2017.
He totally made a bunch of stuff.
I know. I think he just did that because he didn't want to call it the Better on Draft Draft.
The Better on Draft
because,
Draft.
Because, I mean, it's straight out of the Department of Redundancy Department.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
The American Dodgeball Association of America. best undrafted free agent is going to be
Hams.
Bell's best.
Bell's best. Dan.
Bell's best brown.
Best brown.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and throw this little incendiary right back in. The best undrafted free agent is
incendiary.
Magic Hat number 9.
Lonnie Google Summer Shandy,
of course. Country Time Ale.
If they were to to make Summer Shandy all year round just on that brand, it would be the seventh largest craft brewery in the world.
Wow. Are you saying it sells a lot?
A little scotch. A little scotch.
I don't know if you know, but also instead of the swim team during the fall and spring, Rob was on the cheerleading team. Did you guys know that?
Oh, for
you saw
God's
he
sake.
Was clapping over here, attempting to
go United.
Go United.
Go United.
But don't fly. God.
As I'm sitting here, I still have to buy a plane ticket to go out to San Fran next month, and I'm like,
oh,
I'm
like, you know who's going to be flying on a plane on Sunday?
Who's that?
That would be me.
Where are you going?
Arkansas.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
Yeah, I got to fly into like some podunk little. It's actually the Walmart hub.
Can you stop? Oh, Bentonville.
Bentonville. Yeah.
Can you stop and slap Mike Sanders? What is it? Huckabee's what daughter? Can you just smack her in the face real quick for me? Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Just
we're gonna be right like, back with the Better on Draft podcast.